From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting Syrian peace talks set for Friday. The United Nations Tuesday sent out invitations for Syrian peace talks in Geneva. It is not clear who has been invited or whether all of the groups opposed to President Bashar al-Assad will attend. Meanwhile, the conflict in Syria continued Tuesday with a double suicide bombing in the western city of Homs that state media said killed at least 22 people and wounded more than 100. Russian President Vladimir Putin has called for the country to improve anti-corruption measures. He made the call just hours after a BBC documentary reported his estimated personal fortune at close to $40 billion. The Kremlin dismissed as a total fabrication comments from a U.S. Treasury official who told the BBC that Mr. Putin was, in his words, a picture of corruption. A survey of economists by financial news network CNBC finds the experts think the U.S. central bank is not likely to raise interest rates at this time and may delay expected rate hikes for a while. The highest court in the Central African Republic has annulled last month's legislative elections. The court also confirmed that two former prime ministers will face a runoff election for the presidency. Officials in Afghanistan say a policeman with alleged ties to the Taliban murdered 10 fellow police officers Tuesday in Uruzgan province. A spokesman for the provincial governor says the officer drugged his colleagues before shooting them to death at a security post. The spokesman said the suspect allegedly took the dead weapon officer's weapons and then fled. This is VOA News. Three people were wounded Tuesday in Sierra Leone when police fired tear gas at demonstrators angry about actions from authorities intended to prevent the spread of the Ebola virus. The incident occurred in the town of Barmoy, Luma, where authorities tried to impose quarantines on people believed to have had contact with two individuals found to have gotten the disease. Denmark's parliament passed a package of measures Tuesday to deter refugees from seeking asylum in the country. The so-called jewelry bill passed by an overwhelming majority. It includes delaying family reunifications for 3 years and confiscating migrants' valuables. Parliament's Integration Committee Chairman Martin Henriksen is pleased with the vote.
Yeah, I think it's been a good debate, a long debate, but that's the way it goes in the parliament. And at the end of the day, the bill was passed, so we're quite satisfied now. We are hopeful and we hope that we can start a new discussion about what we can do next.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees condemned the bill as inconsistent with European Union policies. The European Commission said Tuesday it was not ruling out allowing member states to reintroduce border controls for up to 2 years. Roberta Metsola is a European Parliament minister.
Our citizens have a right to feel safe in all countries and all cities across the European Union. And if that means that we will need to keep stock of who is crossing our borders for a specific amount of time, then we will have to do it. However, we have to be very careful not to fall into the trap of thinking that every person who is coming into our country is automatically a terrorist, is automatically a criminal.
The member states of the 26-country Schengen zone would be required to inform the Commission about their security concerns. The Commission would then review the request before approving the reintroduction of the controls. U.S. Commerce Secretary Penny Pritzker and a number of American business executives have met in Nigeria to encourage trade. Pritzker says the visit to Nigeria is designed to transform the perception of Africa from an aid-dependent continent to a region that has business opportunities.
Absolutely, we're trying to grow the trade relationship and ultimately reduce the aid relationship.
General Electric's African head, Jay Ireland, says Nigeria needs to take more steps to export more products from oil to agriculture. Here's the latest on the U.S. presidential election. It appears that businessman Donald Trump will not participate in a debate that had been planned for Thursday. Media reports say the frontrunner will not take part in the midst of the dispute with the host network Fox over one of its moderators. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.